Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Caterine Legato and James Jennings.
Hello, lovely people, and welcome back. We are presenting the second part of our recent chat with First Nations healer Auntie Luna this week. We hope you enjoy. I mean, I know it's a pretty big question, but do you think that, I mean, look, it's quite evident the way things are in the world, the way it's constructed, consumerism, commercialism, capitalism, it's all destroying the planet and it's not sustainable. So it can't last, like it can't, but is there a chance for us to return to our spiritual roots to actually, maybe not for all of us, but you know.
Yeah, all right. There's out in the near the desert, there's a petroglyph. There's a person, the rainbow is connected to the head and coming off. Then there's another person next to him where the rainbow is in disconnected. Then there's another person next to it where the rainbow is being reconnected. And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. We used to be like that. It got disconnected. Now is the time where it's coming to be reconnected. Sure. Is what I see. Me and Donnie call it the bush telegraph, the telephone.
That's yeah, that's a lovely way to put it.
That should be clear as a bell. But it isn't. It's been impaired.
There's so much contamination. Yeah.
And you need to, when you get yourself out of all that energy, you'll hear it and feel and go, oh, I feel better. Yeah. Oh, I can hear me mum or, you know, hear me mate up the road. How come I'm hearing this? Well, it's totally natural, people.
I know it is, isn't it?
People go, oh, how can I be telepathic? Well, actually, you already are. You just don't realize it.
Yeah.
Well, again, actually, yeah, because people are used to a telephone. They're not used to being able to get in touch with somebody telepathically because we've been taught that you dial a number and you ring someone, and now we're carrying these phones with us. So, you know, it's taking us more and more away from our true natural God-given state into, yeah, the technology is overtaking now and it's taking over humanity.
It is. So I see, you know how people can understand it, like hear animals, like the young animals, you understand them better, because once animals used to talk, right?
Mm.
Well, actually, once we used to understand the animals, and then we don't now, but some people now are starting to hear them again. The energy of the computer, that's blocking all that too. So shut it off. But yes, when people go, oh, I can hear this or this strange thing happening to me, I'm like, that's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal to hear.
Yeah, but it's not normal for them because it's like, I've never heard this before.
Yeah, but it's normal. Mm. And the other thing too is a lot of religion said that it's evil, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We, in our people, we have a conflict. We've got a lot of Christians and Muslims in that in our culture, right, in the Christianity. And you know about how we do smoking to clean the energy and smoking. You smoke yourself to clear your energy when you go somewhere, so you're clean when you get there and vice versa. When you leave, you're not taking stuff with you. You smoke yourself to be clean for the spirit energies in the where you go and stuff like that. You do it for a lot of reasons. They think that's evil. Right. A lot of Christians think that's an evil practice. Mm. It's like, well, what do you do?
Yeah, you can't. Right. Everybody's out there at their level. It's hard, isn't it?
Mm. And I say to them, our culture, we're allowed to talk to any religion, anyone who believes whatever. We're allowed to sit down and walk. They can walk with us if they want to. We're allowed to do that, but it's not reciprocated. In, we got to stop our things if we want to go to a religious place. They won't accept our way. Some
yeah, because it's been very brainwashed. Yeah, it's all brainwashing. Certain religions are all brainwashing, and again, to keep people dumbed down, you know, that creator is something up there and out there, and it's not accessible. And
you don't need a third person to talk to.
Absolutely not. Right? No.
Yeah.
No.
We have, like, in our culture, we have spiritual people and healers like us, and you come and see them. But you don't need that us to talk to Creator. You need us just for assistance.
Mm. To help open up that channel.
Yeah.
To talk to Creator, to
communicate. It's not flowing right. We'll help you get it flowing again. Yeah. Mm. But you're already born connected and with an open telephone line to Creator, the Mother, and each other.
The people just got to get used to using that, to practicing these skills, and then they will find that it will begin to feel natural, because as you try,
it'll work.
It'll start to really work, and it'll feel natural.
Yeah.
And the thing is, as well, it's much more natural for children as well, because they haven't, you know, the pressures and the stresses and the programs and all the nonsense of adult life has not really impacted their spirits as much. Because my daughter Luna, who's 14. Is very in tune, and I can sense why, and Katarina knows as well, sense why. It's like she's not getting caught up in all the nonsense that people get caught up with. And when she channels messages, it's just so natural. It's just, she just speaks it with such confidence, and it just flows out. And it's because she hasn't been blocked. And I believe that most kids haven't been. I know when I was a kid, I wasn't blocked, and I'm more blocked now as an adult.
Yes.
You know, but it's sad. It's sad that that's what happens. It is sad.
I was only thinking that in the last few days, James. I'm thinking, wow, when I was younger, it was so simple just to be me, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
And upstairs was showing me how you get all these things, you know, and it's like, they've got to go. I just looked at them and went, these have got to go. I'm not going to have them. They shouldn't be there blocking our way.
No.
And who said that old age brings this, you know?
All programming.
Yeah. You know, I look at the elders out, because I travel a lot, and I go out and see the elders. They're happy, man.
Yeah.
They're strong.
Last year, worry about this. They're happy because they know, and get rid of it before it becomes a party. When it's not supposed to be. Like, you got to watch out for that when they say, oh, you're old, or you're this.
Yeah, you're done, you're like finished.
That. Yeah, no.
That's of course. True. It's your best time. You're filled with so much wisdom.
Yeah, I reckon our people used to live to 120, 150 years old, healthy as. Like,
Yeah.
Different lifestyle.
Craziness. They never had
these days, all the elderly people have boxes full of pharmaceutical pills for everything, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, for sleep. They can't sleep.
You know, the diseases they've created.
High blood pressure. And guess most of it is diet and stress.
We've got, we call it like the all-round tonic. Mm-hmm. It's called different things in different mobs. But what it is, it's a vine, and you steep the vine in water, and when you become 50, we all drink it.
Oh, wow.
And it's to maintain all these things so they don't happen to you, right?
Oh, wow. And
we're demanding that it becomes, we can go up to the doctor and go, you know, I'm 50 next year, I want to put my name down so I can get the tonic. You know, that's what we should have. And we should have it too. It's not going to, it's going to help you too. This tonic.
What kind of vine is it? Are you allowed to say?
I just call it old man's vine, because different, like down south to New South Wales and up north, have different names for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And sometimes the plant can vary a little, but it's basically all the same stuff.
Wow.
But it's just an all round tonic. And you just start drinking it when you're 50 or onwards. And it stops all them things. We even have a fish that you eat when you're depressed and it makes you happy. And that's why I look at the world and I go, healing? Like, there's many levels to healing. Yes, there is. But some of the levels, I look at them and go, you know, what are you giving that to them for? You can just give them this and they'll be okay. We got an oil for teenagers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, every mum and dad wants that oil.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, give me some, please.
I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, I'll tell you after what it is.
Okay.
And it just helps them with all their teenage things. It's also used to help you connect better, and it's also used for sorry business, which is funeral time, to help you disconnect, right? Okay. So it's used for that. But I'll tell you what it is. It's great for teenagers, great for us. And things like that just should be everyday stuff. Totally. And you might have one of them trees near you. You know, that's what I said. We used to walk around in a supermarket. We had everything.
Yeah.
Well, Creator did provide everything we needed.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But I feel society, we all know it comes to a peak and then falls, like we're nearly at that peak. But this time's different. This time is different to every other time, and hopefully we can swing it and it will go the right way for us. I really believe it will, because you can only flip a coin so many times before it's going to change. You know what I mean? So, and all things.
Sorry, Luna, I was just going to say, why do you think this time is different? What's in your opinion?
There's lots of things. Because it's like every other time this has happened, because it's a great cycle, right? Everything's a cycle, little cycles within big cycles. So far, we've only experienced these little cycles, and we've gone around the big cycle. We're actually at the point where the big cycle ends, and we're only just noticing because we were on little cycles.
Yep.
All right. Now, every other cycle, there's been an energy here that's controlled everything. And we fought and battled that energy over and over again in many different ways. And it's never really changed. This time it's going to change. That's what I'd say. Yes, people, this time it will change. And they're fighting hard. They know it's going to change this time. And they're fighting hard to hold on to
it. Against it, yeah.
Yes, but it ain't working, because, you know, when you fight in anger or desperation, or you're not in the, because when I used to be a martial artist, and when you fight, you've got to be calm. It's like being pushed. You've got to be calm, right? But if you do go into battle, other than that, you're going to lose, and that's what's happened. So I can see they're going to lose straight away, but probability says it's, they've had heads every single time, and this time they'll fall on tails and they're going to win. So and we'll get our harmony, we'll get our peace, we'll get that balance between a living optimum life and still being with the mother. So there is a thing as natural technology. You know, I'm watching all this technology coming out and thinking, my memory wasn't wiped, right? I remember technology from before. It wasn't like this. There's a thing called natural technology.
That's right.
Works similar to this, but is in harmony energetically and spiritually perfect, and doesn't make you sick.
That's right. But that's what this time is. There's the split of those who will go with the technology and those who will go with the natural
technology.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to split.
Yeah, not sure either. It's a frequency thing where people will vibe towards one or the other. That's how, the only way I can sort of, for me, it feels that they'll vibe towards the artificial technology, and others will vibe towards the organic and the natural
technology, which has been forever and ever and never folded, by the way.
That's right.
And we talk about that split a lot, Katerina and I, Luna. Like, what you're saying is completely lines up with the conversations we have. And
yeah, I've been shown that split many times. It's not that far away.
Yeah,
the split is actually happening at the moment.
Yeah. We're in it right now.
We're right in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of probably halfway. That's why you can see people are separating. People are kind of, you know, families are separating. You know, people are more kind of, you know, friendships are ending. People are trying to find their clan almost. You know, they're that feels right.
Yeah, absolutely.
The great divide.
The great divide. It definitely is the great divide. Yeah.
Great divide.
And it can't be stopped. It's really moving forward.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what you said, Luna, is spot on as well, which is what I've felt, is that people have already made the choice on a soul level which way they're going. Like they, it's the choice has been made, whether or not they're consciously aware of it or not. People's souls have chosen which way they're going. So it's the choices been made, the split's already happening, and it's only going to become more obvious and pronounced as time goes by, and sooner, more sooner than later.
We're in it right now. Even the changes in the earth, people are like, oh, the changes are happening. Hey, they've been happening for ages. You have to notice them.
They just woke up.
It's like having a cup of water and I'm going to take it out with an eyedropper a little bit at a time, and you'll go, oh, that's boring. And an hour later, you come back and the cup's nearly empty, and you're like, oh, you emptied the cup? Oh! Like, you've been doing it the whole time. You didn't even notice. Yeah, you saw it, but you didn't notice. That's what's the changes we're all experiencing with the weather, the earth, drying up here, more water here. All
this. Yeah, that's it's right. It's all resetting. Everything's resetting. Yeah. Everything's trying to reset to find its harmony and balance again.
Yeah, within the cycle, everything will be rebalanced. Mm-hmm. It's been happening for ages. We've just all been busy, like everyone's
going shopping, traveling, eating too much, drinking too much alcohol, having too many drugs.
In reality,
so now they've realized it's
a very boring place, you know, when you don't do football and you don't do all them things.
God, no, I love it. I love it. I could never.
What is it?
I mean, I don't
of this world. Well, we aren't, are we? We're only visiting.
I don't feel I've ever been of this world. I'm in it, but not of it. And it's really funny, Luna. I found this amazing woman just a couple of weeks ago that does amazing acupuncture.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And so she lays me on a table and she starts feeling me. And I'm like feeling my energy. And it's like she's got this look on her face. And I'm like, is something wrong with me? She's going, she's like, they're getting my pulse and I could see it. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? And she's like, I can't find your earth energy. You're all ethereal energy.
Well,
she could not find Maya because I'm just so out there all the time, which is, it's too much. I totally get that. But she goes, you're just all spirit and all no spirit, earth.
Yeah. Well, isn't the body the earthen plug?
And when she hit and she said, look, I've got to do this to you. It's going to hurt like hell, but it's going to ground you to earth, to Mother Earth. And she hit a spot in my foot with this needle that I nearly jumped out of my skin. But I felt this energy of whoosh. And I felt almost like I was back, like I landed in my body. You know when you wake up from a dream and you just kind of feel yourself falling back? That's how I felt. And I thought, oh, my God, yeah. So I'm trying to be much more conscious of being in my body and being on the earth,
Balance. Everything should be.
Yeah, but I've always loved being out there because it feels like home. Yes, I'm talking to my family on the other side. I'm talking to my soul family on the other side, and they get it. They understand it. Whereas here, I've gone through life feeling like I've been very misunderstood or made fun of, and all of this stuff that I've had to go through to kind of gain some sort of respect. And it's really hard being who we are. It's not easy.
No.
And I've No, I've had to live a lifestyle where I can't go out drinking. And people go, your friends are like, well, what's wrong with you? You don't drink and you don't do this and you don't want to go to footy and I can't take a lot of noise. I can't go to crowds. And, you know, and you do. You feel very left out because people in the physical...
with you.
Yeah. People don't get us. They feel like, God, you're just a dad. They're like, is there anything you like doing? Yes, yeah, staying home and meditating.
Oh, you used to be a bit of a disco dancer in your youth.
I was that time.
When you're young, it's different, right?
I was about 17 and I was like, I don't want to talk to you guys. Leave me alone. I want to go dancing. But that was pretty short.
That's
too.
Normal. When you're young, you're supposed to do that. There's a whole world to explore.
Yeah, but it
you know, whether
didn't last long.
You remember or not, you're full of all this energy and you've got to spend it. That's why cultural old ways had...
But I remember going to my first disco and I thought, oh, I'm going to dance, I'm going to have a drink. So I put down this, I don't know, it was must have been Scotch and Coke. Ooh. Well, the next minute I'm running to the bathroom and it's like, I just like had to get it out of my body. I was like, okay, so alcohol is not going to work for me.
We could talk more about that off channel. I could tell you some experiences I've had with people that ingested things, and I've sat there and they've told me what the experience, and I've looked at them, I'm thinking, I see that normally, and you had to take a drug to find that out.
Yeah, I know.
And I've sat there, I've just gone, welcome to my world. I like this.
Yeah. It's like I've taken some people who, I want to come on a house clearing with you. And then the look on their faces when we're finished is like, oh, okay, yeah, thanks, but yeah, see, I don't think I'll come back to that again.
I don't do that. They, when I do that, I go, I want everyone out of the house. I don't want no one in there, everybody out.
Oh, no, over the years I've had some really nice healers who are like, oh, please, can I come with you? Yeah. You know, can I have the experience? And it's like they have the experience and it's like, thanks, see ya. I've got a few now that do love, you know, that are open to it. But, yeah, I'm going back through my history. I think there's a little bit more acceptance now.
I think when you get to the point and they realise you're gifted and you can do all these things, they're like, okay, I'm uncomfortable now, bye.
This is real.
Do you know what I did last night? Can you see that? Can you see what I did last week and who I did it with? You know, did you see me rob that bank the other day? Yes, we can see all that, yes. Yeah, they back off after that and it's like, oh, that's all it is here.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, hey. Yeah, that's why you just... Yeah, you're so much out in the ethers because you don't you feel loved there. Absolutely. And so that's what this with the acupuncture is like. You're just all etheric energy. And it's like, well, you know,
I kind of
my friends.
Because if I was born, well, I probably was born 400 years ago, but in Australia, but if it was now, when I was a little girl, they would have seen that I was gifted and come and took me straight away and I wouldn't have had no problems. You were saying you wouldn't have had no problems. They would have understood exactly where you were at and they would have taught you about stuff instead of learning the hard way. I don't have a tiny head crowd or mother when I'd experience stuff and then you'd hear them explain what I just went through, you know, like deja vu when it first happened. They actually said to me one day, okay, we're going to explain to you what it is. Now, you're going to have a vision later on tonight, and then in a few weeks you'll have deja vu, which is that vision that we showed you, and we'll explain you how it works. So that's me waiting, living normally, waiting for them in this moment to come along when it comes along, and then they explain how deja vu works. Remember that we told you? And I'm like, yeah. This is how it works. So but I understand it now completely.
Yeah.
But going through all that, it would have been easier to have an elder and just to tell me on the spot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't have any support either as a child. My parents didn't understand. They thought I was mad.
Yeah.
They just ignored it.
Yeah.
Hoping that it would just go away.
For me, it was hard. My mum was brought up Catholic and she knew I was a cultural, and she had a lot of trouble with me until she got older and got more into her own and
culture. Yeah, her original
and realised, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You're actually normal. Like, so it can be a hard battle. But I believe Creator did that in this time because we need one. It's like, remember all the other times, all the other battles, all that information that we had. And now this time we didn't have that quite kind of training. It's a different kind of training what we got this time. But I understand why we have it because this world on the outside is not what it seems. A lot of what is here and here. And they gave me the message out of the day. They said, okay, from this point in time, you have to look at everything from that lens now because the game has changed. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll look at everyone spiritually. Everyone I talk to, I've got to look at them spiritually and forget about this normal everyday.
Yeah, of course.
Stuff. Yeah, it's time.
The game's very much changed.
Serious, kind of, you know, game's on. Change is happening. We're right on the precipice. We need to get serious at one point. And it's happening. Still have fun and laugh, but get serious about it. Yeah, and if you haven't, if you're not there, it's no time to practice now. And I think we'll need it too, because if anything happens and we've got to run off into the bush and you've got to face all those things out there.
A lot of people ain't going to like that too much.
Nah. And the sky activity, like we're in our culture, we're taught about the sky activity. Women aren't allowed to walk alone in the bush at night. Got to walk with another person, right? Because they'll come and take you away. So you don't walk alone in the bush at night up there, Gabarina.
And so what is it exactly? Are you allowed to say what you feel it is that would take?
Oh, I call them the others. So
the others, yeah. So are they
other beings and that are all normal to us? They're no surprise.
Are they a non-human?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. Yeah.
How would you describe them?
There's all different ones.
So you advise to not walk through the bush at night? Is that what you're saying?
Because
alone.
Yeah, if they're coming, if you're out there by yourself and they're around, they'll take you.
Wow. And where would they take me? I know that must be a stupid question, but like, yeah, just.
Depends who they are and what they want to do with you.
Well, Luna, not that I would. I wouldn't go walking the bushes that night. No.
Luna, you're about to say that there's all different types?
Yeah, there's all different types.
Of entities, and this is related to the portals I think that we were speaking about in the beginning, where there's good bad beings coming in.
Some of them have been long time, like ancestors. They're all good. Others aren't our friends at all. Some of them are watching us because of the ones that don't like us, right? Because they care about us and they're like, they know they're there, so they'll watch out and make sure that we're okay. And it's really funny because I look at it culturally and they're just other beings, but you look at today and they've got 100 million names for them.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're this, they're that, they're this, and it's like, they're all the same things. It's just the same stuff.
There's endless, I see it as endless interdimensional beings out there.
What is, and it always will be,
But that awareness has always been there as part of your culture, Luna, that they're there. It's not a strange thing. It's not like, oh, my God. It's just like, it's just what it is, right?
So then some of the places that they come and go from are our sacred places. We protect them because they come and go from there, right? You're not allowed to go there, of course. We've got to have respect for them. We can't just go, hey, you know, when everyone goes like, this is our place. No, it's not. We're the caretakers. Caretaker means, what does caretaker mean? You don't own it. Caretaker means that you respect and look after everything that's there. But you got to know what everything out there is there. A lot of our people, if you start talking like that, they'll tell you to shut up. My thing is, hey, can't you see everybody's on the precipice here? They don't know what they're looking at, and wouldn't it be nice if they had someone to help them, because that's how I was as a child. It's like, what am I looking at here? Some of the things were quite bizarre.
Yeah, there's some bizarre things even now. I've noticed different types of beings and things that I'd not seen before. And some creatures that are very unusual.
Some of my shows that I do on G'day, G'day, say day, and don't take it too seriously, G'day, G'day.
Yeah.
I've showed other beings, and there's one in particular I like with the big foot. We actually have a story about two fellas, two Aboriginal men walking along. They heard a noise and there was a big hole in the ground, and this dude with one big foot was trapped in there. And they got scared and ran away. But that's proof that they were true and it did exist. And then you can just do your research and have it look at old maps and stuff. And they've actually drawn the others on these maps, the ones that we lived with. I think what we have in Western society says nothing's new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These things have been that old, it's all, they've always been there. Us that we get fear, we'll kill them, something we don't understand, we'll kill straight away. They're going to obviously back off because of our ignorance in this day and age. Whereas in the old days in all cultures, they would have recognised and, we know who they are. They're okay. They like us, or watch out for them. They don't like us.
Right? Yeah.
It's all natural.
Yeah.
But then now, and they've given names to things that aren't correct.
Right. How so?
In modern day, yeah. And I think that's just to maybe stir fear up in people. I don't know. Just don't be afraid when there's something strange and weird. Step back because you don't know where it comes from. Trust your instinct, because most of the time you get that feeling, this isn't a good thing, this thing's bad, and it's not fear, you know the difference.
Listen, of course.
And we'll get it. It's okay, you can get closer, and connect with this thing. It's okay, you know, inside. Creator gave us the tools.
Of course. Creator did.
But mostly for this time of the world, because we're on the precipice of so much change. And I've had dreams of people flipping out. They see stuff and that, and they've just flipped out on the spot. You've got two people walking down the street, one person flips out and the other person goes, wow. So be ready. Gifted people are supposed to be ready to help these people.
Yeah.
When they start seeing things they're not used to seeing.
Yeah.
It feels like someone's going to pull the curtain down or just.
I was about to say the curtain's opening up for all to be revealed. Maybe not all, but a lot, say 80%. So it's like we've been inside of this cocoon and now the cocoon's being lifted out
It's going to have different effects.
Interesting times ahead. That's for sure.
So we in our culture, we look at it, a lot of things very, very different. Even healing, like there's something wrong with you. You didn't just get sick for no reason.
Yeah, of course.
Overnight. You've gone somewhere, something's happened. Or how can I put it? Your spirit hasn't flowed and it's clogged up and it's developing things, we see sickness completely different. When our children fall over when they're little, we grab wherever they hurt their knee, we grab it and go, take it off. That's how we teach them, take it off now.
And pull
off their knee to pull that
energy. Take off the hurt, the pain.
That energy away.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Damage is less.
Pain is less, and they've learned to take control of how they're going to feel about what they've just happened to them.
Yeah. The sickness is an energy. Sorry,
of course it is.
I've got kids.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Sickness is an energy. And once it gets into your body,
it's energy that's gone wrong.
Yeah, for whatever reason, and it's on different levels.
That's right.
And we can live in a happy, healthy world if we look at all these different levels. One, we treat each other nice. We treat our environment right. And we're halfway there already.
Mm.
Eat right and act right.
Mm.
And yeah, then
it's quite simple, really. It's not like you need a big book of rules. Just live from your heart.
But I mean, that's what I realise, the simplicity of it, and people can't see it. It's right in front of their face. They can't see it. Like
I think that there's a real issue with people living from their hearts and feeling love for themselves, let alone for anybody else. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's all the programming and all the, from when we're born into this world, you've got to be this way, you have to be that way, you have to have these grades. If you don't have these grades, you're stupid. If you're stupid, you're unworthy. You're unworthy, and it just goes on and on and on.
Mm.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
We
don't embrace children and allow them to be who they're meant to be. Yeah. We have to turn them into something that society says, we need to turn them into this. They have to be at this level and get these types of grades. Otherwise, your child's stupid. Child's not worthy.
Yeah.
It's just all such bullshit. And it's like you just love your child and let them be who they are.
Yeah, and cultivate that there.
If only.
Because there's different smartnesses. Like I had a friend had dealings with university and that, and they were with some university students, and they observed the other teachers, and they rang me up, and they got papers coming out of there saying they're educated, but they're also cultural, and they said, I don't know what's wrong with these people. I said, what do you mean? He goes, they're educated, but they're not smart. And
that's like, right.
The difference between the two different smartnesses. Yeah.
They're educated, but they're clearly just stupid. They have no wisdom.
Yes.
Well, half the time the lights are on, but nobody's home. Exactly. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. It's like,
they're just like computers that know a whole bunch of facts.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's them done.
There's nothing all they've done is repeat and regurgitate.
That's right.
Repeat and regurgitate. Anyone.
Beautiful, beautiful example. Okay. Well, thank you, Auntie Luna, for such a beautiful conversation. I'm sure we'd love to have you back again. We don't want to tire you out and take up all
I've had a big day, and I've been traveling the last, I haven't been around for the last week and a half or something.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate you sharing.
That's okay. And next time, hopefully, I can get Brother Donnie, Uncle Donnie.
We'd love to have another chat. We'd love to.
And it'll balance out the energies for poor brother here sitting there. The energy's a bit out. That's why I wanted him to make the energy balance out and make a better conversations.
It's been a wonderful conversation.
Because when Donnie's around, we keep an eye on each other, let's say that. Well, yes,
you're right.
Can actually go a bit more further, and then we'll remind each other of stuff, because there's a lot.
That'd be awesome to have you both back.
Yeah.
I'll try and if we can catch him, because he's always out bush. Catching him's the hard part.
Okay.
Maybe we can go out bush to him and bring our laptops with us.
Well, there's the thing. I've thought about that, and actually upstairs has been prompting me, like, nudge, nudge, get people of like mind together. Like, you should be getting like minds together.
Oh, God, that'd be lovely.
We're all like this. Like me and Donnie, used to talk, right?
Yeah, we do.
There's other people out there that I know that I've talked to, and people that watch my show, and they're sitting out there by themselves too. And I'm thinking, you know what? We should have a time and bring them together, because you know.
Be beautiful. And that's what we need, to come together more as a human family.
Yep. Especially when we understand spiritual matters and stuff like that. And
and help others understand spiritual matters.
Yeah. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure and joy.
It has. Thank you so much, Lena. It's just been a wonderful chat. And look, normally when Katerina and I do episodes, it's like 25 minutes. And like, this is, I could keep talking for another 2 hours.
Yeah, I was
like,
thinking that. I haven't covered this yet, Matt.
Yeah, but I'm feeling like, I feel like we've taken up so much of your time, and perhaps we don't want to overwhelm our listeners. So it's probably best to cut it into part two.
Yeah. We would love to have you back, Luna. And
yeah, we'd love to have
you. If Uncle Donnie can get on board as well, that would be wonderful. So let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. And till next time, Yalu.
Thank you.
See you later. Not goodbye.
Thank you, dear sister. It's been a pleasure.
What's the word, Luna?
Yalu.
Yalu.
Yalu. Yalu. Yama is g'day and Yalu is see you later. Yeah. Yama, Yalu. Yeah.
Yalu.
All right, well, Yalu. We'll see you, okay. We'll see you again soon.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katerina, please visit patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.